you smile.
I can't interrupt Jimmy, Richard. I'm sorry. This is Jimmy Durante. Just smile, Jimmy Durante. You don't interrupt Jimmy. Okay, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. Dad's point of view. Jimmy Durante is sacrilegious to interrupt, and I'm sure Pastor Drew Sams, who is holding, respects that as well. I think that is the 11th commandment. Email me at Bruce of Bruce Allen if you'd like. This is Bruce Allen and the Bruce Allen Show. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who was unavailable last week due to a very real emergency, which if he cares to talk about, he is welcome to. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by the new website called BoomerTechTalk.com. Boomer Tech Talk is the site for us boomers and those younger and older who want to know how to use the new cool tech stuff or the old but necessary tech stuff. Those of us who are frustrated when our kids roll their eyes when we ask for computer help, that's for us. It's for me, and I must disclose I am a co-founder of the site. Visit Boomer Tech Talk today and catch up on the world of technology. Maybe even learn how to use Facebook or Twitter. That's BoomerTechTalk.com, TechTalk.com. So we have Pastor Drew Sams back with us. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Hey, Bruce, thanks again for having me. Before we go into the topic, I wanted to on-air apologize to you for missing last week. I was scheduled. I didn't call in. I got wrapped up into, like you said, a pretty big emergency here. And unfortunately, my mind went 100% to that. It was a potential suicide. Tough issue. But I'm sorry for leaving you hanging on the air.
Well, you know something? What you do is very real. And I have to honor that your job is truly, when they talk about 24/7 commitment, that is what you do. And I respect it and I honor it. And I hope you were successful in helping out whoever it was that caused you to be that focused.
Yeah, and they're on their way to help, and they're doing better. So the good thing now, though, we set it into play some options in case I get stuck into something. So I'll let you know. Won't leave you hanging again.
Well, we survived, and thankfully our needs with you are less pressing than whoever it was that had that emergency, and
yeah.
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to today. I heard it's been a great morning so far.
We've had fun. We've gone from incredibly light to very serious, and I think that's exactly what a marriage tends to be. You can have wonderfully light moments and then incredibly heavy, and it's learning to ride that wave of emotion that a marriage will always have.
Sure.
Because nothing stays the same, good or bad. There's an expression that I use often, which is, this too shall pass. And when I am going through bad times, I always think about that. But I actually think about it when I'm going through the good times, because I know it ain't going to last.
Sure.
So when things are going great, I really go, wow, this is terrific. Enjoy it, because something's going to interrupt it. So I would really like to kind of allow you to run with this subject of basically men and women, especially husbands and wives, getting along, talking to each other, how they deal with conflict. You have been married for a number of years, and so you have practical experience, not to mention a boatload of congregants that come to you with their issues. So what would you like to offer on the general topic?
Well, as I read your column, I think the single most important thing that I saw was the fact that you and your wife actually communicated what you were feeling, what she was feeling, and I think really that's the first step towards a healthy marriage in a lot of ways. I've got so many friends that are good at having arguments, they're good at having conflict, and my wife and I, we've looked back on our almost five-year marriage now, and we realize that we're not very good at having conflict. In fact, we tend to bury it. Both of us avoid conflict naturally in the rest of our life, and so if she's frustrated or if I'm frustrated, we tend to bury it. We don't communicate, and then it just kind of becomes like a cancer under the surface that we're not even aware of. So we've really had to work at sharing with one another, hey, you know, this frustrated me, what you did, and that's been a good growing experience in our marriage. But I think the fact that a couple can have a conversation to fight fairly, you know, is so healthy for the marriage.
Well, that's actually really important, knowing how to fight fairly. I never told you this, but back in my showbiz life, I went undercover with a writer. In the Catholic Church, you may or may not, I assume you know this, but in the Catholic Church, before you're allowed to get married in the Catholic Church, you have to attend a marriage workshop. Mm. And I went undercover with a writer.
Did you really?
Because there was a movie project we were developing when I was head of movies at ABC. And I went undercover with this writer pretending to be a married couple, I mean, an engaged couple. And not to reveal it was not an expose. We just wanted to learn what went on at these workshops for the sake of this,
this
script we were writing. And we both were absolutely bowled over by the wisdom that was offered at this weekend seminar. And among the things they taught were exactly what you said, fair fighting. And among the things that I've learned and I've never forgotten was among the things you do that are involved with fair fighting is you don't bring up old stuff. Mm. Once you've had a fight about something and it's been resolved, it's over. And so you don't bring up old stuff. Another thing that they talked about that I thought was amazing is you don't swear. Mm. And then the third thing that I remember for some reason, and I've never met a woman that can do this, is you hold hands during a fight.
Oh, wow.
And the
Boy, that's
reason,
gotta be tough.
Okay, the reason is, obviously, you love each other. The moment you make a physical connection, you are establishing and breaking down the barriers of what you're mad about. And it forces you to get over the anger quicker.
Wow.
Another thing that they talked about is don't go to bed angry. Okay, so whatever it is, you get over it and get past it. So that means one of you does not go sleep in another room.
Wow, so even if it's late and you're tired, you stay up.
You stay up until it's over.
Wow.
I just couldn't get over the wisdom of this particular seminar. They also brought up about decision making, and this also was incredibly wise. They said if you give in on a decision, like let's say you're choosing to buy a house and you've looked at 427 houses and one of you is just fed up and disgusted and gives in, okay, we'll buy that house. You can't later say, I never liked that house.
Hmm.
If you've given in because you're tired or you're lazy, you've given away your right to then complain about it later.
Wow.
Some of these things are just really wise.
Yeah, really wise. You almost need those reminders on a monthly or weekly basis, you know, as you...
Drew, I've almost dominated this. We don't only have a couple minutes left. What else?
Well, how about
like
this? Why don't I add some to that list?
Yes,
those
please.
Are all very. And I don't know if these will live up to the wisdom of those, but I found in my experience, in my own marriage and in parents that I've counseled and what I've observed, is to never use absolute or extreme statements. So when somebody says, "Well, you know what? You never take out the trash," or "You're always spending way more than you should," those extremes really tend to head the conversation down a negative path, because then they start defending, "Well, of course I did. Last week I took out the trash," or "That's not true," and then it gets sidetracked.
Have you been talking to my wife?
So avoiding those extremes, those absolutes, is huge.
Hey, Pastor Drew, we're almost out of time. Can you hang on for the next segment?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left, so because I want to ask you a couple things, and I don't want to be rushed since I lost you last week. Tell my listeners where they can reach you.
Sure, they can reach me at our church's website, calvarycc.org.
Okay, well, we will be back, and Pastor Drew will join us for our last segment. This segment was sponsored by BoomerTechTalk.com. I urge you to visit BoomerTechTalk.com. BoomerTechTalk.com, and I also urge you to visit my son, Aaron Salen's new comic strip. It's a tech world after all. The current one is called Lady Gaga versus Elvis, and I know you will enjoy it. We will be back after this break with another segment with Pastor Drew Sams. This is Bruce Allen. Come right back.